We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. It's time to preview the card there at Pakenham. It's the Sportsbet Pakenham Cup Day. Let's welcome in the team. Hello to you, Dean Lester.
Hello there, Gareth Hall.
So when you think about Pakenham, just for the people that might not be, or the punters not quite familiar with Pakenham, the Saturday punters, would you compare it to probably the Flemington of the bush? Well, it's the closest track to compare it with a metro track.
Yeah, well, it's our newest track, and it's got a bit of everything, really. It's great that they're finally getting to open the 1,200-metre chute today after the problems with sinkholes when they were about to open it in 2015, and they've only been able to race 1,000 metres out of that chute. But today we see the David Burke Memorial at 1,200, so that will be... I think if you watch Rickett in New Zealand, or if you've watched Wellington, you know, where they sort of come out of that big chute there at 1,200 metres. But it's a beautiful track, beautifully designed, and it's a very, very fair track, especially rail true. So looking forward to the day.
All right, then. David Gately, hello to you.
Hello, mate.
All right, mate. You're looking forward to this card. You confident?
I think there's a bit of confidence there just because of what sort of Dino's reference, that if every horse gets their chance and it's a level playing field, then it's up to us, isn't it?
Yeah. And hello to you, Warren Huntley. I was listening to Philip Stokes with Michael Felgate yesterday. Of course, it's Philip's hometown cup meeting, and you would have interviewed Philip on a host of occasions as well. He was pretty bullish about his chances, and he's a straight shooter, Philip. So he might be the stable to follow today on his home track.
Could be worth noting, Gareth, as you mentioned, he doesn't mince his words. He's very direct. Phil, you need to have your next question just about ready to go with Phil, because quite often the answer is pretty succinct, although you do need to listen to it because it might lead you somewhere.
It's like Glenn Ridge, Sale of the Century, the final 60 seconds there, Warren.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello to you, Nicholas Quinn. What's been the best back galloper for Pakenham Cup Day?
There's been a few well-backed runners throughout the course of the day. A bit of a theme has been that one or two runners in each race have attracted the support, but Frankie Pino's been popular to get the job done in race five, now into an odds-on quote at $1.95. Well, in the feature, the Pakenham Cup, the money has come for the Mar Eustace-trained Smoke and Romans, with Jamie Carr set to steer.
Had a few SMSs from our listeners today looking for a jockey's challenge, Quinny, and I tried to find one, but couldn't. You might be able to help me out a little later on.
That is something that hopefully I can do, Gareth. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I thought I'd just give you a little bit of time. Appreciate that. Let's preview the first race. It's over the 1,600 metres, benchmark 70, and you can scratch the 9, Ocean's 13 here, Quinny.
And there's been money for two runners here, the favourite Lyrical Lad and the now third elect High and Dry. Lyrical Lad, 270 into 260, including one bet of 3,500 yesterday at the $2.70, heads the market from Tycoon Beck, a 360 chance. High and Dry's attracted each way support, $9 into 6. Mr. Pickwick, 750. De Niro, 850. Blowtorch, best of the rest at 21 with Lofty Star. But numbers 4, Lyrical Lad, and 3, High and Dry, the early firmers.
And Dino, they'll go back with Tycoon Beck this afternoon. So your speed map here for the first before your tips, mate?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I didn't have that, Gareth, but Lofty Star probably finds the front now from the likes of Blowtorch, Lyrical Lad, Mr. Pickwick are probably the ones there. I'm hoping that High and Dry, there's been specking for him, and I'm hoping he can run well. I thought first up, he trialled up really well going into that first up run at Bendigo, and he ran well at Bendigo, and then he got to Cranbourne on a wet track, on a tight track. They're the two things he doesn't like, and all of a sudden you get the complete flip around. He gets onto a bigger track, 1,600 metres as well, and onto a drier track. So I think with the claim for Matt Cartwright, High and Dry has got a great chance to beat Lyrical Lad. He was very good winning the Shooting Star at Cranbourne. He was never going to lose there. Whether he's a little bit better on softer ground, but he's got dry track form as well, and he's going to run well on his home track. I think Mr. Pickwick did more than enough first up. Mooney Valley winner last preparation, and I think he'll probably get a good run here and can be competitive. And Blowtorch was a really good run in a high-pressure race two starts back. And then he backed up 8 days later, and I just think he raced really flat. He's had another freshen up. He'll ride the speed here. He can certainly bounce back to form, because his previous form before his last run was very good. I think the 35-day freshen up will really help him. But Yeah, I like High and Dry each way here. 3, 4, 8, and 2.
And Dino, there's a host of horses coming off that Cranbourne meeting a couple of weeks ago on that heavy 10. Do you have a philosophy on horses coming off a heavy track like that onto a good track?
I'm pretty happy that it's 3 weeks, Gareth.
Yep.
So that gives them that little bit of time to recover. You wouldn't necessarily want to see them, you know, jump straight into a run a week later, but 3 weeks, then they can obviously get time to recover and build again.
Time flies, doesn't it? 3 weeks ago, that Cranbourne Cup meeting. Gator, who do you like in the first?
Yeah, I also think High and Dry is the one over the odds. The reasons have been well outlined. I like the Skyman form as well. Gets through his only winning trip. Tycoon Beck run over late in the Ballon Cup. The runner-up was then terrific Cup week and hopefully wins later on today as well. Colder ride, they're saying. Small field, should be okay. Mr. Patwick, he was wide. He was good at Donald Fresh. Forget the second run on the bottomless track. He's beaten Red Santa before the spell. And Lyrical Lad was a terrific win, building speed, raced away by 5. Yes, the track was very wet, but that's the query. Not many that trim like that are equally adept on top, but some are. 3, 7, 8, 4.
Are you with the Matty Allerton train High and Dry as well here, Warren?
I am, Gareth, but I'll probably map the race to have Tycoon Beck up on speed with Lofty Star with the blinkers going on, and I was thinking that might generate a bit of pressure that would help High and Dry. So it's changed the dynamic of the race if Tycoon Beck is ultimately ridden that way. But I do think that High and Dry, as the boys have outlined, dry ground the key, bigger track, out to 1,600 metres. It's a lovely race for High and Dry, and his two runs this preparation have been terrific, and he stayed at 1,300 metres second up, and he was onto seriously rain-affected ground, which I don't think he relishes. So yeah, I thought he was over the odds early and still a fair price for me. 3 ahead of 4, Lyrical Lad, who relished the conditions at Cranbourne, but has proven effective on firmer ground, part of Philip Stokes' strong hand that you're expecting through the day, Gareth. 7, Tycoon Beck. I heard her riding the speed and giving a good sight, but she might add a little bit of versatility to her running style here. And Mr. Pickwick certainly did enough. I thought he had one of the tougher runs in the race first up. He battled on pretty well, and he can improve with the benefit of that run under the belt, and certainly a bit more economical run in transit today. 3, 4, 7, 8.
So Dino likes the 3 from the 4, 8, and 2. Gators with the 3 from the 7, 8, and 4. And it's a clean sweep here from the team with High and Dry. So Warren's also with the 3 from the 4, 7, and 8. Race number 2 is over the 1,400 metres, benchmark 78 for the mares, and Little Miss Gutser is a scratching the 10 here. Quinny, what's the market doing?
There's been early support for the now second-elect Maria Mia, who's into 440 from 550. Was on the third line of betting initially, but has been the early mover. Maybe the best solid at the top of the betting there at 380. Then we've got Groovy Kind of Love, 5. Starlight Scope, 650. Star of Eden's been specced on an each-way basis, a $9 chance. Then we've got Standoff, 10. Sweet, 16. 17. Under My Spell, 19. Our August Rose, the outside of the small field there at $21. A competitive betting race with the second-elect Maria Bia, the best backed.
The favourites may be the best here, Sam Freeman.
She just gives it all every time she goes to the races, but her wheels are spinning a little bit there, and you know, she was just a little bit vulnerable, probably late. Thing got up her inside, so yeah, back on top of the ground from a really nice gate. She's put herself in a spot, so we'll look to use the gate and assert ourselves on the race, and if she should run, she should hold her form anyway. So if that's going to be good enough to win, then you know she should be going very close.
And you know, one thing, Gator, maybe the best, she'll be there when the whips are cracking.
Yeah, she's really genuine, isn't she? No poor runs, yeah. Strong win at Bendigo in good time. Pipped by a smart one in Paul's Regret. And beat a really good wet tracker into third. That was her first go at 1,400. So she's running that well on a track she doesn't love. She's obviously flying. Standoff too wet for her in the maybe the best race, forgive. Wrong race at the Valley, 1,600 tight track. Back to 1,400. Onto a bigger track. But her Flemington win in May, it's hard to get that out of my head. It's a terrific win. Mariama led raceway at the Valley, 7 lengths above all averages, a lot of merit on the clock. And Starlight Scope, certainly in the game. It's a good little race. 6, 8, 2, and 4.
Warren, what are you doing here? Mariama intrigues me. She was so good there the other day at Moonee Valley. I wonder if they'll adopt the same tactics over the 1,400 metres.
Well, she was close to the track record over 1,200 metres at Moonee Valley, so you wouldn't think she'd be off speed at 1,400 metres following on from that run. It's a head-scratcher for me because she was so brilliant there, but she did get into that position, control the race and kick. I'm with number five, Groovy Kind of Love Each Way here. I thought the way the race was set up last start at Flemington just dominated on speed, and she ran as well as she could there. I think there's a bit more pressure here. Maria Mair, as I said, I think will be rolling along on speed. I can see Starlight Scope up there. Maybe the best might hold a spot from the inside with our August Rose. Star of Eden not that far away. So not a big field, but I think it'll generate at least a reasonable tempo. And I don't mind Groovy Kind of Love drawn out a bit. She can just get into a three-wide line with cover. Damien Lane and her have got a terrific association. That win at Ballarat two starts ago in easier company was a terrific win, and I can see a similar type of scenario here. So I'm with five each way ahead of four, Starlight Scope, who's riding the speed, racing well, running pretty good time. We saw Stay Gold come through that form line to win and cover ground at Moonee Valley last night. Standoff will appreciate that solid tempo up front and the spacious track here. She'll be balancing up and working home. She had a busy campaign, but she's racing well. And Maria Mia, just not too sure what to do her at 1,400 metres. She might just keep running. I've got her in as perhaps the best of the on-paces. 5.482.
And, Dana, you have Maria Mia leading, for maybe the best.
Starlight Scope will be right there, Gareth, and our August Rose won't be that far away. So, yeah, there's a little bit of pressure up front there, but I think I trust what maybe the best does every time she steps out. She's very genuine. She'll run well again, but this is a pretty even race. I think chances to Groovy Kind of Love, who might just sit off that good speed and be really strong late. She had no chance Melbourne Cup Day in a very leader-dominated race, freshened up back in distance, big track suits her. She can run well. Starlight Scope's come back after, I think, leg surgery with two good wins. She drops 4 kilos. The back end of 1,400 is probably as far as she wants at this stage, but she's going to give a good sight for a long way. And, yeah, I didn't know what to make of Maria Mia. That was an absolutely outstanding run last start in isolation, but it's the outlier to her form so far. Her form's been handy, but not to that extent. She produces that again 8 days later, she'll probably win again. But I just didn't know how to line her up. But I can trust maybe the best, and so I'm leaning to her. 6.542.
So there's Dino's numbers, 6.542. Gators with the 6.82 and 4, and Warren's with the 5.482. We'll take a break here. This is the Melbourne Form Panel previewing Pakenham Cup Day with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, and also Nicholas Quinn.
It's WA residents for...
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
The third race at Sportsbet Pakenham this afternoon to benchmark 78 over the 1,000 metres. You can scratch Galinas, the Tassie horse, which was the 6, and Brownie, of course, who went around last night to the Valley Quinny. What price can I get here for this favourite Winsome?
$2.90, currently the new market leader, following the market being reposted this morning after, as you alluded to, Brownie went round as a hot favourite unplaced at the Valley last night, and now Winsome heads the betting from Lady Solly, a 3.90 second elect, Yulong Defence 7.50, Sam's Image 8, Broadway and Forth 9.50, as is Huffington, Dunbrody Power 15, Jabali Ridge 21, and Wagner there at $26 chance. There's been money for a couple of runners throughout the course of the week. Winsome has been popular, the favourite. Overall, though, the best-backed runner on an each-way basis, currently an $8 chance, is Sam's Image.
Warren, it sets up nicely, you would imagine, first up for Winsome. And Kenny Keyes was pretty confident this morning.
He was, yeah. Winsome certainly got a chance. I'm tending to work around, though. I thought Lady Solly was good first up, and we saw a little bit of a different dimension to her. I think not through by planning, but she ended up back in the field a little bit and perhaps learned to relax. But from an inside draw, she might jump and run. Got Sam's Image with the blinkers going back on. Huffington, a natural on-speed runner. So I think there'll be good speed in the race. And intriguing runner for me is number 7, Dunbrody Power, down from John Tonsman's stable. First run for Paddy Payne with just over a month between runs. Comes back in distance, but is a winner at 1,000 metres, and a form through the likes of Camp de Rupee going back only 3 starts. It's a terrific form reference for this. Probably need all of 1,000 metres, but you know, with the blinkers on Sam's Image, if Lady Solly jumps and runs Huffington there, there could be some pressure. Dun Brady Powder has had a lot of luck at the last couple of starts. So I'm interested each way at odds for number 7, Dun Brady Power. Had a three Lady Solly who showed a new dimension to her armoury last start by being able to get in behind them to some extent. But you know, if she does begin cleanly and get right on the speed, she's effective under those circumstances. Thought Yulon Defence did enough last start. Will appreciate probably some good speed ahead of him. And 11, Jabali Ridge on the home track, I think will be off the speed and charging late at 1,000 metres on the fresh side. So I thought it was a very even race. No firm opinion, but number 7 interests me a little at odds. 7, 3, 8, 11.
So Dun Brody Power there for Warren, $15 each way. Dean, are you taking Winsome on as well?
I've got him in the numbers, Gareth, but I'm not that keen on this race, to be honest. I'm going with Yulong Defence, who he's built a pretty good record since joining Philip Stokes' stable at 1,000 metres. He's had four goes at the 1,000 for Philip for three wins and a first up fourth. Last start was 1,100 metres down the straight, so it was probably a different dynamic. And he actually drops in weight for the run in that race. So I just think he's got as good a chance as any without any great confidence to beat number 3, Lady Solly. She's just a beauty. It doesn't matter if it's the tight track around the valley. She's won at Sandown Hillside. She just has got a really good appetite for the contest, and I think she'll run well again. Winsome, he's had two jump outs. The first was on wet ground. I thought he was very plain. His second jump out was a lot better on the drier ground. So he gets his preferred drier surface here. He's, I think, a 1,000-metre horse, as you mentioned, with Ken Keys, because of his limitations with breathing issues, etc. So look for him to run okay. I think he's very well found in the market, though. And Sam's Image, who has been scratched the past two Saturdays waiting for the right race, and hopefully this is it. He can certainly run well with the claim for Matt Cartwright. But, I thought it was a pretty tricky race, Gareth. 8, 3, 10 and 4.
Time for lunch, Dan, around... what time are you having lunch today, Dino?
John Henry at about 1.35, yep. And I might duck off for a few minutes.
Gator, do you like this race?
Yeah, pretty keen on Winsome here. He returned gelded last prep. He bolted in. Then he was on the heels of Menage and co. I think it's the right form. Broadway and Force is a high-class mare with a group finish on her. I'm scared 1,000 metres is going to be too sharp. But a small field now, a couple of scratchings. She might be within striking distance, so watch for her late. Huffington, well, all his wins are at 1,000. He's got Dexalation form. And there's Lady Solly. But keen on the 10 from 2.53.
So Dino's with the 8 from the 3, 10 and 4. Love the confidence with Winsome for Gator there, 10, 2, 5 and 3. And Warren's taking on Winsome, and he likes an each-way hope there at $15 for Paddy Payne. Dun Brody Power, 7, 3, 8 and 11. An interesting race, the third there at Pakenham this afternoon. 1,000 metres for the three-year-olds is race number 4 on the cart, and you can scratch the 2. See You in Spring. Unflinching, the 3 is a scratching. Express Master, the 7, also comes out here, Quinny.
Yeah, and as a result, the market basically reposted there. Gareth and Marine One, a $3.10 joint favourite now with Cecil Street Lad. Of that duo, the money through the week had been for Marine One, but the money on race day has been for Cecil Street Lad. So watch that market to see what punters do now that the top two share favouritism. Rasheen's been a firmer throughout the course of the week. $15 into 9, now at $8.50. Again, significant deductions do apply. Lady Adelaide, $8.50. Translation, 9. Then double figures or better the rest of the runners at longer odds. Number 10, Irish Mist, has had some each-way support this morning. 26 into 21. But Marine One and Cecil Street Lad now head the betting in race 4.
With these scratchings, Dino, what's your speed map now?
Gareth, I'm thinking that, it's up for grabs. Maybe Irish Mist might be prominent out wider with Jagar, but Cecil Street Lad will probably have to use Barrier 1, or you wouldn't want to get cluttered up, and Marine 1 likewise wouldn't be that far away. He rode a pretty fast speed in the Coolmore. So, it's certainly changed the complexion of the race, because Unflinching and See You in Spring certainly look the two clear leaders. So, I'm going to go with Marine One. I was giving him just a little chance in the Coolmore on the backup, but he chased the fast speed and was found out at 1,200 metres, but different scenario here. Got a lot of respect for number 4, Cecil Street Lad. Recent jump out at Cranbourne, they just don't jump out any better than that. Looked like Jamie Carr rode in that jump out as well. So I think he's win was on debut last preparation, so he's a first-up winner. They're the two for me. Six, Rasheen. I thought it was a terrific ride by Jake Noonan, cutting through the field to get into the money last start behind Unflinching, and will run well again. And Translation ties in that form line and is racing honestly. So I think they're the four main chances, but narrowing it down to mainly numbers 1 and 4. 1, 4, 6, 9.
Have you worked out this race now, Gator?
Well, I don't think I have, but I'll tell you after the race. I think Marine won, who bolted in the maiden. Terrific win at the Valley, given the pattern of the night as it turned out. Found that Coolmore a fraction hot, which is fair enough. I think every other horse except one did as well. Rasheen rushed home at the Valley behind Unflinching. And Covino was back on debut. Big win. Track was heavy. The wind was good. Level of upside, the key there. And Cecil Street Lad were promoted after a couple of key scratchings. 1, 6, 5, and 4.
Was one of the bigger tips going around there, Cecil Street Lad on debut at Sandown, Warren, back in the day?
Yeah, he was, I think he came into to something like $4.40, or he did SB at $4.40, looking at the notes in front of me, and he's run well enough subsequently behind My Numero Uno and then a crack at stakes level and scratched after that effort. But as Dino said, geez, jumped out well. Weak is off and an inside draw, so he'll probably need some luck at some stage to get the clear air. And Marine One hasn't had the ideal lead into this race, as Dave Eustace outlined to you earlier, but he's got the recent runs on the board. Crossover noseband goes on and just kept fresh for the 1,000 metres here with the claim. I don't think he's badly treated, Marine One, and his two wins leading into that run at Group 1 level were terrific. So slightly into one ahead of 4, Cecil Street Lad. He worked through the line in beautiful style in that recent jump out, as Dino outlined. Rasheen was doing some ducking and weaving behind Unflinching, who would have been right in the mix here if he wasn't scratched. And I didn't mind him drawn out. I thought he could just take his time and come across there. But Rasheen was good behind him, as was Translation there in the mix, and we'll be closing off again. 1, 4, 6, 9.
1, 4, 6, and 9 for Dino. 1, 6, 5, and 4 for Gator. And 1, 4, 6, and 9 for Warren. So the team with Marine One in race number 4 there at Pakenham this afternoon. Let's have a look at race number 5. It's for the open class gallopers over the 1,600 metres. The 8, Ride and Rose, is a scratching, and No Name Lane is also out the 9 here, Quinny.
And it's an interesting betting race, Gareth, because initially Ride and Rose was the best backed runner on Wednesday when the betting opened for the races today, but obviously has come out. And since that point in time, there's been a move for Frankie Pino, 2.30 into odds on now at $1.95. High Stranger, a $4 second elect. Don't Doubt Dory's been a little bit soft, now $4.40. Black Sail, 11. Then Holbein, 19. Beefeater, 23. And El Pasim, a $41 outsider. But Frankie Pino has been popular throughout the course of the week, and the money has continued on race day.
Here's Calvin McAvoy talking about this favourite's chances, Frankie Pino.
He's in terrific order. He's just going to go out and jump a few logs very shortly this morning. And you know, it's now time that we're sort of trying him back up that mile. I think it'll suit him. He's a very, very fit horse. And, you know, with 51 kilos, I expect him to be extremely hard to beat.
So Calvin McAvoy caught up with Michael Felgate yesterday. And Gator, he's into $1.95 now, Frankie. Is that too short for him?
Oh, yeah, jumping a few logs. Look, we've all been there. Look, I think Frankie, he's short enough, given it is D-Day. But he keeps flying home, doesn't he? And running terrific sectionals, beaten by another promising one last time. He swooped on the day there. It was a tough day to do that. And now we get him with no weight. Don't Doubt Dory. Too wet last time, we'll forgive that. Go on the run on the in, beating the inform Imperial Lad prior to that. He's well weighted also. High Stranger. Look, he's left alone at the top of the weights, but we know how genuine he is. He's building a terrific record at the mile. And Holbein, he's up to these. He's hard to catch, but he might get an easier lead now with those scratching. 7, 2, 1, and 4.
What's your preparation jumping over logs sometimes when you think that you might need a lift before an event, an Ironman event there, Gator?
Oh, no, mate, the elevation's not the answer, but not at this day and age.
Warren, what are you thinking here? You with Frankie?
I'm not, Gareth. Dan Dory comes through a very high-pressure Cranbourne Cup, but 3 weeks between runs and a tick over jump out in between. So it looks to me as if he's come through that run well. And I think he's going to have a tactical advantage over Frankie Pina, and he's proven at the 1,600 metres. So for me, I'm leaning to two, Don't Doubt Dory, ahead of Frankie Pina. He's probably going to settle close to last and reel off some strong sectionals, getting down on the weights with a claim for Matty Lloyd's a good piece of placement, but he does have to prove himself at 1,600 metres, and he's odds on, so I don't think he's any value in the market. High Strangers posted up there now with the 60 kilos, and a number of the key chances have claimed away from him, but he's very genuine, and as Gator outlined, Holbein might be somewhere near the speed with perhaps El Passam and getting an easy enough lead there and could give a sight. I'm with two, at a 7-1-4.
Have you assessed this race, Dino?
I think the one I trust the most is High Stranger, Gareth. I know he's got 60 kilos, but he's just a terrific miler. He's going to get a great run. He just keeps putting out good performances. So I think he'll race well again and run. Yeah, I'm going with him to beat number two, Don't Doubt Dory. He just never experienced anything like the pressure he experienced in the Cranbourne Cup. I see the... They said post-race he didn't handle the conditions. I think it was the pressure in those conditions that combined. As Warren said, he had a tick-over jump out earlier in the week to get him ready for this. So I think he'll race well. Frankie Pino, long way into a preparation, up to 1,600 metres, right down in the weights. He can win, but he's too short to find out for me. And I'm putting in the Patrick Payne-trained Beefeater, former New Zealander. He's an old-timer, he gets a lot of these, and they usually fire up. He's had three recent jump-outs. The most recent, I think, was Wednesday at Ararat, and he seemed to work through the line okay. I could see him maybe sneaking into a place, but I'm going to go with High Stranger because I just trust him. 1, 2, 7, and 3.
It was interesting catching up with Shane this morning, Dino. He said he probably... People think, oh, why didn't you claim, Shane? But you've worked with a lot of stables. Sometimes horses are just not suited to apprentices.
No, and Damien Thornton's really struck up a good association with the horse, gets him, understands what he needs, and you know, that probably makes up for the couple of kilos in this sort of scenario.
1, 2, 7, and 3 for Dino. He's with High Stranger. 7, 2, 1, and 4 for Gator. He's with Frankie here. And 2, 7, 1, and 4 for Warren. He's keen on Don't Doubt Dory. We'll take a break. It's 8:33 and we'll come back and have a look at the quaddie leagues on Pakenham Cup. We are previewing the Sports Bet Pakenham Cup meeting. Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley, Nicholas Quinn with you. Gareth Hall, of course. This is the Schweppes David Burke Memorial Handicap over the 1,200 metres, which will kick off the quaddie here, Quinny, having a look at the scratchings here. And they are clear.
It's a good betting race here, Gareth. Ranting rock solid at the top of the betting. A $4 favourite with Jamie Carr in the saddle. Ocean Beyond, the second elect, $5.50 into $4.60. The third elect, Munitions, $11 into $7. Then we've got Blaze Jowski, $7.50. Defiant Dance has been very soft, with $6 on Wednesday, now a $9 chance. Night Raid, $10. Fine Dane, $15 into $12. Neighbourhood, $14. Mainstream, $21. Zirconi, $34. But the top couple in the betting have all attracted money throughout the course of the week, with Ranting currently a $4 favourite.
And the blinkers go on Ranting today, Warren.
They do. The winkers come off, the blinkers going on. He's got to break that curse of that blue sapphire, doesn't he, with the other two horses at stud, and none of them to win a race subsequently. It's a good race. I think it's an even race, and I struggle to have a firm opinion here, but I like the way that Ocean Beyond reacted to a freshen up back to 1,200 metres last start and kept it the 1,200 metres here and staying down in the weights. I think some of the form around Ocean Beyond gives him as good a chance as anything. He'll tuck in behind the speed from that draw and maybe need another ducking and weaving ride like Harry Coffey had to produce last start. But slight leaning to 8 ahead of 4, Munitions, who I thought was good down the straight in a pretty strong race behind Quantico during the carnival. He's had a nice tick over jump out since, so I think he's a key winning hope. Blaise Jowski did enough first up at Cranbourne on the heavy ground there, had 3 weeks to get over that. Look, he's up there top of the weights, but he's earned it with his record. 6 Ranting goes in with the blinkers on and the winkers off. There was certainly encouraging signs with that run last start. 8-4-1-6.
Who wins the feature sprint today, Dino?
I'm going to go with Munitions, Gareth. We haven't seen him win in Australia, but I thought he ran well first up in a fast race at Flemington, and I thought he was pretty genuine there. And he's had a jump out since. I think he'll get a good run here. I think might be more of a set plan to keep him at the shorter trips this campaign, and I'll lean his way just from Ocean Beyond. I think they're the two better chances. Ocean Beyond was back to 1,200 in a similar sort of race at Ballarat in the Town Plate and got the money there, and from a good draw will get a similar run. Ranting drops 5 kilos on his run in the Magic Millions 3- and 4-year-old race. He's going okay. He was well beaten by Munitions when they met down the straight. Maybe it was the straight that he didn't appreciate back on Melbourne Cup Day. And Blaise Jowski on the dry ground, dropping a kilo in weight and fitter for the last run. 1,200 is probably his absolute sweet spot as well. He's got a chance, but slight leaning to Munitions, 4, 8, 6, and 1.
And what are you doing here, Gator?
Yeah, look, a lot of hopes. Ocean Beyond certainly had the right run last time, but won okay, beat a good field. Came back to the 1,200 there, the only winning trip. And gets a good trail again, stays down in the weight. So I've just leaned that way over Defiant Dancer, who wasn't far away in a fast race at 1,000 fresh. He's a good second-up horse, and he gets to 1,200 down in the weights too. So I thought he was the one over the odds. Musicians, I think went up big odds. That's wrong. He held on well himself, as I mentioned, in another very fast race. He has one second up. Just the gap between wins. And Blaise Jowski getting out to 1,200. Doesn't end there, though. 8, 9... 4 and 1.
So Dano's with the 4 over the 8, 6 and 1. Gator's with the 8 from the 9, 4 and 1. And Warren's also with the 8 Ocean Beyond from the 4, 1 and 6. Race number 7's the feature over the 2,500 metres, the listed sports bet Pakenham Cup. And scratchings are clear here, Quinny.
And punters anticipate Jamie Carr will be back by claiming today's feature, the Pakenham Cup, with her mount Smoke and Romans the best back. 370 now into 320. Mankayan a $5 equal second leg with Team Captain. Team Captain had been as much as 8 into as low as 420, but back out to 5. Mimi's Award 11. Skyman 13. Inner Twinkling 16. Flash Art 19. Papalino 21. Future Scores been specced at the longer odds, a $26 chance. Good Idea 26 with Long Arm. Mosh Music at 51. But Smoke and Romans the best backed in today's feature.
Let's hear what Benny Hayes has to say about Mimi's Awards chances.
She's a winner over 2,500. I actually don't mind the wide draw for her. We'll just let her balance. Let her get into a rhythm this time. And if she relaxes beautifully, she'll be finishing off strong. And Pakenham's a lovely big track, and it's a track that naturally has a little bit of give in it as well. So I think she'll like the track for sure.
And here's Philip Stokes on the chances of Good Idea in his hometown cup.
Now, good guy. Put him in the first 3 or 4 and take bad luck out of it, and then he can sort of get rolling when he feels the time's ready. Well, just looking at the odds, I might have got it wrong. I thought he would be a good chance, but they've got him 25-1, so... I think he's the top 3 champs.
And listening to Matty Camardi this morning, I'd probably nearly prefer to have something each way on Future Score than, say, Team Captain from that stable. And David Eustace, Dano, couldn't really split Smoke and Romans and Mankayan this afternoon from their stable in the Cup.
Yeah, I have trouble with that too, Gareth. Hence, they're my top 2 picks. I've got a slight leaning to Mankayan. He's had a long prep, but he's typical of the Mar Eustace stayers, holding his form, racing well, got that win on the board last time out. Smoke and Romans never runs badly. He's going to make his own luck somewhere near the speed and run very well. I think Skyman's an interesting runner. I've been saying for many runs that keeps drawing inside draws, and they've just, been forced to ride him that little bit closer in the run. Now, today he's got the blinkers off and a wider draw. I think they'll ride him quieter, ride him to use his turn of foot. And I think he could run a better race again. He wasn't far away in the Ballarat Cup by any means. And I think he's competitive. And Team Captain, I'll put him in for 4th. I thought his win Melbourne Cup Day was pretty comprehensive. He was very well ridden by Blake McDougall, put him into the race at the right time. But he still did win very efficiently and can measure up. But I'll be loading up this leg of the quaddie. Yep. Gareth, I think Inner Twinkling's got a chance. And Mimi's Award certainly got a chance. 6, 8, 5 and 10.
What are you doing here, Gator? Are you with... the Mar and Eustace team once again to dominate a staying race here in this state?
Would probably be a smart move, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. No, look, I'm tipping Mimi's Award. I think she's looking for a staying trip now. And she's just not quickening and then finding trouble. So she's sort of bringing on herself a bit. Shuffled back again at Ballarat. Was a better day to be handy as well. So, look, in a really wide race, I thought she was one over the odds of double figures. Team Captain, 7 weeks off in Hamilton, terrific win. Strong win, thrashed an informed accountability at Flemington.
flying for the stable. Can he cope with the drop back to 2,500? If he does, he goes very, very close. Smoke and Romans beat Home Accountability 2 runs ago and gave him 5.5 kilos. When Team Captain met that horse, they met at level weight and gallant in the Bendigo Cup. Mankane certainly hope. I love the great house form. Also has accountability for me. Gave that horse 4 kilos when I length off him 4 runs ago. So it all ties in. And Papalino in the quaddy as well. 14, 10, 8 and 6.
What a terrific sports bet Pakenham Cup this year, Warren.
It's a good race, isn't it, Gareth? And look, I think this could be a good race for Jamie Carr to get that first winner back. I think Smoke and Romans has got as good a chance as anything. Heard Dave Eustace reference with you that they'll probably be a little bit more positive on him rather than at Bendigo. The visor comes off and the blinkers go on. So that's a positive for Smoke and Romans. And Jamie Carr, none better than, you know, getting a horse into a forward position but still getting them to relax. And she does have a good association with Smoke and Roman. So I'm leaning 8 ahead of 10. Team captain, he was terrific winning at Flemington. A few weeks between runs for that drop back in distance should be okay. But as Gator referenced, it's some query. Six-man Kane was good winning at Cranbourne. Took all of Josh Richards' strength to lift him over the line. But he got there in the end, and Mimi's Award was shuffled back last start. I thought her performance under the circumstances was good. She does look suited up in trip, in a twinkling also going in the quaddy in a wide sports bet Pakenham Cup. 8, 10, 6, 14.
Dino likes the 6 in the Cup. Mankane over the 8, 5 and 10. Gators with the man down the bottom there. Mimi's Award for the Hayes brothers. 14, 10, 8 and 6. And Warren is with the Smoke and Romans. The 8 from the 10, 6 and 14 in this year's Sports Bet Pakenham Cup. It's 8:45. We'll take a break and we'll come back and wrap up the Melbourne Form Panel for this Saturday with the final two races and also the team's best bet.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday Panel.
Let's have a look at race number 8 there at Pakenham this afternoon. It's the Vobis Gold Bullion over the 1,400 metres. Quinny, you can scratch the 4, Strategic Phil. And he is the only scratching here.
And a really popular favourite in the form of number 1, Yulong January, 280 into 260, heads the market now at that quote. And there's been each way money for the third elect winning partner, $11 down to 6, just out slightly to 650. Way to go, Paula, a $3.60 chance, splits those two. Looks like Elvis has been a little bit soft, $6 out to 9. Turbo, 9. Real Sensation, 16. DiMaggio, 26. But it's all about the favourite here, number 1, Yulong January.
Who do you like here, Gator? Yulong January first up. David Eustace, pretty confident that he can run a big race. He's been set for this assignment.
Yeah, it's what you want to hear, isn't it? If you're with the horse, he's the best weighted runner at a 102 rate at set weight penalties race. Close up in an Ori Star, fresh 2 preps back. It's won 7 and 14 and a stakes when just a really good horse. The goal is with Way to Go Paula at Ballarat. I'd have to stick off that. She was one of four horses. It zoomed home all day. She's run off her feet as well in a solidly run 1,200. Gets to 1,400. The last time she did this trip, she beat Anavisto. Turbo ran over Kissinger. Since really good at Ballarat. Flemington and Typhoon Beck, who ran earlier before the dominant Tatura Cup win. And winning partner had the tempo against at Seymour. It's been a hot form race and chased Wicklow Town. 6 weeks off, but did win a Murray Bridge Cup off a freshen, so it can do it. 11-7-1-2.
Warren, what are you doing here? You with Yulong January. David Eustace did point out that he's usually horse while they've set him for this race first up over the 1,400 metres. First up over 1,400 metres, still a small question mark with him.
Yeah, can't see a lot of pressure there. Maybe Full of Theories is up there with him, but he's a minimum of 5 kilos better off at the weights than any other horse at the ratings if you treated them on their ratings in terms of the conditions of this race. So, you know, he should be giving 5 kilos to winning partner, and he's meeting him on level weight. So, look, it's irresistible. Recent jump out, Caulfield was encouraging, and he'll get there on the speed without having to do a lot of work. So he just stands out to me. Way to go, Paul is so poorly treated at the handicaps, but she's going so well. That was a terrific run at Ballarat. She'd be conceding a number of potential metropolitan wins if she wins this race, I would think, in terms of what would happen with her rating. But I think the 1,400 metres on the big track is ideal for her. Three looks like Elvis has got some strong Sydney form and winning partners on the fresh side. Back to 1,400 metres goes in. And Gareth's probably worth noting, in a race where Drop the Mic is on, a doyen of the racing industry and an RSN 927 in years gone by, John Vertigan. It's John's birthday today. We should wish happy birthday to John. Following him, we had Brian Mazzaletti and John Henry now steering the ship through Saturday afternoons. But happy birthday to JV.
He's a legend, Johnny Vertigan. I remember, Dino, growing up listening to Johnny Vertigan. And, he was part of everybody Saturday afternoon.
He was the voice of Saturday afternoons steering the ship, and I was very lucky to work with John for many, many years. So, happy birthday, JV. You're a legend.
Hear, hear, Dino. What are you tipping here in the eighth?
I'm going with Yulong January. I just think he won this race 2 years ago. As Dave used to say, it's a bit of a target race. He's such a good 1,400-metre horse. He doesn't look exposed to a lot of pressure. It would only be probably a severe run-on bias that would be against him if that was the case by late in the day. I think he's really well-suited. Looks like Elvis, he's going well, and he gets back onto a dry track. He hasn't been onto a dry track since the Scone Cup, so back in May. So I think he's very well-placed here, and he too's fairly well-graded, and we've seen him down in Melbourne before be very competitive. Way to go, Paul. It was a terrific run in the scheme of the day, running on, and she goes to 1,400 metres and might take her chances and be a lot more positive here too, the way the race sets up. Put her in for third. They're the three for me, and winning partner who would, I think he'd have preferred a wider draw, but he gets onto the bigger track, which suits him, freshened up next best. But I think Yulong January's got a bit of class on his side and can win this race for a second time. 1, 3, 11 and 2.
So there's Dino's numbers, 1, 3, 11 and 2. Gator with Way to Go Paula, 11 from the 7, 1 and 2. And Warren also keen on this favourite, Yulong January, 1, 11, 3 and 2. And while one legend in Johnny Vertigan celebrates a birthday, another legend, Shorty Cosgrove, your birthday there was during the week. So happy birthday, Cosy.
Thank you. Gareth going 46. On 14 mentally.
Yeah. 14, I thought about 10. Let's have a look at the final race here, Nicholas Quinn. And just updating the scratchings here on my computer. You can scratch the 6, Indiana Lily comes out. And Rousseau, the 12, is also out for the Chris Wallace stable.
We've got a well-supported favourite here in Kissinger, who's now a $2.80 market leader. One bet during the week of $5,000 at $3.80. Deductions will be applied there, though. The Awesome Sun, a $6.50 second elect. Court Deep, $8. Royal Order's been a firmer at longer odds, as much as 18 into $8.50. Again, though, dealing with deductions, but has been 14 into $8.50 on race day. Salt Peter, a $9 chance. One bet of $9,500 placed at $10 during the week. Then we've got Wycliffe 12, Sip on This 12, and Confrontational, part owned by the megastar Michael Felgate. But hopefully for punters, Kissinger can end the day with a bang. One of the better backed runners at Pakenham today, Gareth.
And Lindsay said to us, Warren, that we should be having a punt on Kissinger today.
It's great to hear, because he's been well found since the markets went up, and you can just understand it. It's been well documented that actually appeared to be in the right spot at Ballarat last start, but unfortunately LCM didn't take him anywhere. And then he had horses all around him, horses lying on him from the outside. He really wasn't able to get a clear crack at them. And Matty Cartwright wasn't able to get a clear crack at Kissinger. Interesting, a bubble cheeker on the near side goes on today. So just tweaking that gear, trying to, tick all the boxes. And, gee, I think it does tick all the boxes for Kissinger. Keen on him, 5. Head at 1, Wycliffe, I thought ran well. First up recently at Mornington in the Peninsula Cup. Don't mind a few weeks between runs there with the Danny O'Brien stable. The Doug Dowry form line will have been tested earlier on throughout the day. 14, the Awesome Sun. I think big tracks are certainly in his favour. He'll be storming home. And Court Deep was good winning the Penshurst Cup last start through that form line. You could, if you wanted to go a bit wider, you'd include Takumi. But I'm pretty keen on Kissinger here. 5, 1, 14 and 4.
You're also keen on this favourite here, Dino.
I am, Gareth. I liked him at Ballarat, Kissinger, and it was hard to watch. He was, as Warren said, he was in the right spot, you would have thought, following Elsie Owen, but didn't work out that way. And then he just tried to bustle his way through, and he got pinballed sort of all the way up the straight and got beaten less than a length. I think he should have won that 84 clearly, and he's in a 78 here. He should roll forward, make his own luck, and all being well, win the last. I think the improver's Takumi. He's getting fitter with racing. He won a couple of these sort of races last summer at Caulfield, and I think he's just about ready to hit that sort of form again. Sol Peters had a good preparation out to 2,000 metres now, but can get into the money. And I think Royal Order's going well. He hasn't won for a long time, but his two runs back from a spell have been good, maybe next best. But no, I think Kissinger can win the last. 5, 7, 8, and 13.
5, 7, 8, and 13 for Dino in the last. And Gator, you're also with his favourite. Oh, we just lost Gator. He's back. G'day, Gator.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Gator.
Yes. We just lost the line there. I don't care. I assume you're on tips for race 9. I'm going to go with Kissinger. Look, he did look stiff. I just love it when they find the line under no real riding and restricted room. It tends to be a really good recipe, I think, for coming winners, so hopefully he's one of those. Quite deep, finished right with a subsequent impressive winner in Typhoon Harmony for a really good run in the Penhurst Cup off a wide run. That was the first go in 2000, so I think it's a danger. Takumi has obviously the Court Deep form, and Salt Peter would have loved a bit of rain, but certainly not inept on top of the ground. 5, 4, 7, and 8.
5, 4, 7, and 8 for Gator. Dino's with the 5, 7, 8, and 13. And Kissinger is also the on-top selection for Warren Huntley, 5-1, 14-4. So the team keen on the Lindsay Smith-trained galloper there in the final event. Gator, we'll get your best bets at a quaddie, please, before we catch up with you for the Sydney preview just after 9 o'clock.
Kissinger, we're going to go a next best because I'm just in that sort of mood today. I'm not normally a next best sort of guy,
yes,
but this is how we're going to roll today. 3x10 Winsome is our next. And quaddie-wise, so race 6 being the first leg of the quaddie, and as long as I can string out that sentence till I turn the page. 8-9-4-1 is the first leg.
Yep.
The Pakenham Cup's 14-10-8-6-7. The Vobis Gold Bullion's just 11-7-1. And coming home, 5-4-7.
5, 4, and 7 in at the final leg. Catch up with you shortly, Gator. Thanks for that.
Roger.
There's David Gately. Dino, your best please in a quaddie, and then we'll get Leanne's multi today. I wonder where she's going today. Always fascinated.
And far and wide, Gareth. I'm going Yulong January is the best, Gareth, and I'm always in the mood for a next best, so yes. I'll go race 9, number 5, Kissinger, so we'll come home strongly. Best value, high and dry in the first each way. The quaddie, the first leg, numbers 1, 4, 6, and 8. Second leg's the load-up leg for me, 2, 5, 6, 8, 10, and 14. Third leg, 1, 3, and 11. And come home on numbers 5, 7, and 8.
5, 7, and 8. So your race 8, number 1, race 9, number 5, and race 1, number 3, Dino.
Is the best value, yep.
Beautiful. And I need Leanne's multi, please.
Yeah, she's going to Newcastle, race 6, Rupertar.
Okay.
And into Kissinger. She's very keen on Kissinger. So that multi comes to $5.07, I believe.
And the biggest
free
race...
multiplier.
Yes, that'll do us, Dino. I've already loaded that into my Good. Tab account. And what about the feature race around the country today, the Kingston Town Classic? Do you just expect Western Empire to dominate that contest?
Oh, I do. Look, it is a slightly different scenario in that he's now got to do it at Wait for Age, but you would think that a Derby winner, and he was only second up the other day, so he's probably open to further improvement. So, no, I think the Cerise and White Army will probably dominate the race because Regal Power looks as nearly a good a thing to run second, you would imagine.
Yeah.
I think horses like too close to Sun probably wasn't suited by the dynamics of the railway. I think if you're looking for a roughie to put in your multiples, I think he's about $34. I could see him running into a place.
And I think out wide today, Dino?
Been working on that, Gareth. I'm not having any luck. I keep hitting roadblocks there.
Right. Let us know if you find something. Okay. Good on you, Dino.
Okay. Well, good to see you in Melbourne, Gareth. I've seen you every state of Australia this week.
Yeah. Well,
you've had a big week.
Yeah, well, it's always fun.
Bathurst. It looked exciting.
Bathurst is a beautiful track with Mount Panorama there with the V8s and then the trots. It was great fun, Dino.
And then when, the track got satellite running 150.8, that was unreal.
Amazing. Great action. Amazing the standardbreds, how they're backing up in two or three days. Some are dropping out and then they fix them up and away they go again. Amazing animals. Good on you, Dino.
Yeah, well done on that coverage, Gareth.
Thanks, Dino. You're a beautiful man. Warren, your best, please, in a quaddy.
I'm with Kissinger Race 9, number 5 is my best, Gareth. Quaddy first leg, 1, 4, 6, and 8. The Cup, second leg, numbers 2, 6, 8, 10, and 14. Numbers 1, 3, and 11 in the third leg, and home with numbers 1, 4, 5, and 14.
1, 4, 5, and 14. Looking forward to hearing you tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. with Correct Weight.